Anyway, we've got Hodgie online from Bathurst as opposed to Bathurst ahead of Sunday. And as you join us, Hodgie, it was a significant day for Scotty McLaughlin because he went quite quickly.
He certainly did. Fastest ever around that panorama, Whitey, so you can't do much better. It's probably the only thing that he was angry was it wasn't today, which is qualifying day, when it really counts, and then tomorrow the top 10 shootout. So, look, he's been a revelation for the sport of supercars this year. He's won the most races ever in one season, broke Craig Lowndes' record at the very last race meeting in New Zealand. That was a record from Craig Lowndes set in 1996 that most people thought would never, ever be beaten just because the current supercar championship is so competitive, but Scott McLaughlin is so much better than everyone else right now that he's making a mockery of it. But the big thing is Sunday is 161 laps. It's a long race. Anything can happen. So it is a marathon. And yes, he's the fastest over one lap. Yes, he's the fastest when he's in the car, but he's also got a co-driver. And that's going to be, you know, add a whole new element to it come Sunday.
So, Hodgie, you think he can go faster again? What's the weather doing over the next couple of days? Because if it rains, that always plays havoc with the results.
Oh, I hate predicting the weather up here, Rama. And it's fine at the moment, but there is rain forecast today, but there's more forecast tomorrow. Sunday looks okay, but that could be completely wrong. So, ideally, it stays fine because this afternoon's qualifying is just about the best qualifying session of the year. Because everyone's gunning for that top 10 shootout because the top 10 from qualifying today go into the shootout tomorrow. That's when every one of the top 10 has the track to themselves to set the fastest lap and the fastest goes to the front for Sunday's race. And tomorrow's shootout it's one of the most watched supercar events of the year. It rates more than most of the races because this is the one weekend where all, you know, even you blokes will tune in to watch the shootout tomorrow and watch the start of the race and some parts of the race on Sunday because it is their grand final equivalent. So ideally tomorrow, like we want another record from Scotty ideally because his Mustang is a lethal weapon and he is one of the best drivers we've ever seen in the sport's history. So if it you want it to be a little bit warm and then a bit cloudy because they are about the premium conditions for going super fast. And if you see that tomorrow afternoon, the conditions similar to that, then I think you'll see that, you know, Scott McLaughlin break his record from yesterday and go even faster again.
You talk about his car being the lethal weapon. Other teams have complained about that. Is his car just simply too good, or does he have an unfair advantage with the car?
No, they've tried to nobble it throughout the year and five times they've had a crack at either bringing the Ford or trying to slow the Ford down or bring the Holdens and the Nissans closer, which I think is as close as it can be. It's just the fact that, and you only have to look at the championship, he's 600 points ahead. That's almost two full race weekends ahead of the next competitor. So, and that includes some of the Mustang drivers. So, he is so much more superior to the other Ford Mustangs, and there are six in the field this year and this weekend, that it's not just a car issue now. And I know that really grates him that people say, well, it's only the car that you're doing this. It's absolutely not that. It's the fact that he's been brilliant. And I know, you know, guys, you know, I've got a relationship with Scott and, you know, he's on the Balls and Bumpers podcast on RSN and, we love him, but, you know, he's a star, and he's been a star since, you know, he joined the sport. He was the youngest ever driver to join supercars. He remains the youngest ever race winner in supercars, and that was in Gary Rogers' small Holden team. Rogers then went to Volvos, which he won in when nobody thought they could be competitive, and then he went and joined the powerhouse Penske team in Queensland running Fords. He won in the Falcons. He won a championship in the last ever start for a Falcon in Newcastle last year, and now he's doing unbelievable things for a Mustang. So, look, I think the last thing he's got to do, guys, is to win Bathurst. That's what he craves the most. That's what his team owner, Roger Penske from America, wants as much as any of the Indianapolis 500 trophies he's got. So if he was to win this weekend, I think it really does open the door for him to leave supercars and go and chase riches in America, and whether that's NASCAR or IndyCar, both of which Penske are Penske is involved in, I think you'll see it. So that's what he, that's why he's so desperate to win this weekend, because he wants to tick that box. But as we know at Bathurst, you know, it's a long race. Anything can happen, and it can break your heart as much as it can provide you the greatest moment of your life, which Sunday is it. It is the Supercar Melbourne Cup. It's the Supercar Grand Final. You know, win on Sunday and two drivers, their lives will change forever.
Hodgy, thanks for your time.
Don't we're ask like, you for a tip. Well, I think we know
he's going to win. And
he's sharing Scotty's swag with Jack Revolt.
Around about $3.25. Hodgy, we'll catch you again soon.
Jack Revolt landed from Thailand from the footy trip last night, and he hops in his motorhome and drives up to Bathurst today. So he has got the most amazing wife imaginable, Jack Revolt. He's been missing since the grand final, but I love it, and I love the fact that he's heading up to Mount Panorama today.
Ah, terrific. Balls and bumpers. Catch it on rsn.net.au with Hodgie, Jack Revolt and Scotty McLaughlin. We're going to get to the tab.